This is Jordan Seculo. Breaking news. Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the Department of Justice announce a Hezbollah financing and narco-terrorism team in response to the Obama administration ending Project Cassandra.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Terrorists are turning to criminal networks for their funding. State sponsorship is down. They need funding to operate. They need funding to corrupt government officials. Drug trafficking and other criminal activity around the world is helping to generate hundreds of millions of dollars. The UN estimated that drug trafficking a few years ago was generating $400 billion a year around the world. The terrorists are taking advantage of this opportunity.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
There is an old saying, opportunities come and go. Well, in my personal opinion, having been the guy in charge of the special operations for 10 years, we lost the golden opportunity to crush Hezbollah.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Let me announce this for you again, folks. This is breaking news announced by the Department of Justice this morning. I tweeted it out as soon as I saw it. This is the press release I'm reading from the Department of Justice Office of Public Affairs. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announces Hezbollah financing and narco-terrorism team. The creation of the Hezbollah financing and narco-terrorism team will be a group of experienced international narco-trafficking, terrorism, organized crime, and money laundering prosecutors. It's already got an acronym in the government. HFNT prosecutors investigators are going to be tasked with investigating individuals and networks providing support to Hezbollah and pursuing prosecutions in any appropriate cases. And this is the key, because we talked about this so much on the broadcast. This team will begin by assessing the evidence in existing investigations, including cases stemming from Project Cassandra, a law enforcement initiative targeting Hezbollah's drug trafficking and related operations. That was that DEA operation that was shut down by the Obama administration, we believe likely because of their urge and want to get the Iranian nuclear deal. So they are going to start by looking at what work was already done. So exactly what we wanted to see happen at the Department of Justice is happening. We've also got news on our FOIAs. DOJ has granted us expedited review for the FOIAs request that we have made on the Project Cassandra matter. So we filed those right the last day of the year you could file in December. We filed those, and we have got an expedited review granted from the Department of Justice. So that is good news to announce, as we are directly involved with this at the American Center for Law and Justice. I want to take your calls on it. 1-800-684-3110. We'll go back through a little bit of the history. If you weren't listening to those broadcasts, we were talking so much about this issue with Hezbollah and the Obama administration shutting down the investigation into their drug trafficking. It was right at the end of really bringing down some major players in Hezbollah's drug trafficking. It related to a lot of issues, border security, of course, the funding of terrorism and the Iranian nuclear deal. And Israel, of course, always comes into play there. So we'll take your calls. And Logan, tell people how to get involved in the show today by phone or Facebook and Periscope.
That's right. You can join us many different ways. Phone lines are open right now at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to have your voice heard. You can also join us broadcasting live on social media, Facebook.com/JaySekulow. Just go to the Jay Sekulow page. We're broadcasting live there right now, as well as on Jordan's Twitter and Periscope at Jordan Sekulow. And you can find us at ACLJ.org. But again, phone lines are open for your calls. 1-800-684-3110.
Stan, we know that after an expose in Politico, actually, of the Obama administration's derailing of Project Cassandra and failure to prosecute Hezbollah's drug trafficking amidst the nuclear deal talks and negotiations, that when that came out, the AG said we need to review it. Now he's reviewed the matter and he's created a new task force. This is a great moment, I think, for Jeff Sessions, and he should be applauded for doing so.
Absolutely the right course of action, Jordan. I would just quickly say the Drug Enforcement Agency also agrees. I mean, you played the sounds from the former head of Special Ops, but our FOIA being granted expedited review, Jordan, that also means that even the agency itself, they agree with us. It's important. We're going to find this information out.
All right, folks, we'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live. Some phone lines are open, 1-800-684-3110. Jay Sekulow will be joining us from Washington, D.C., our studios there with Than. So give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice at ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation, the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. If you are just joining us, there is some breaking news out of the Department of Justice this morning directly related to an issue we spent a lot of time talking about on Jay Sekulow Live. Now, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, I'm reading from the Department of Justice press release, released this morning, has announced the creation of the Hezbollah Financing and Narco-Terrorism Team. That team will be composed of a group of experienced international narco-trafficking, terrorism, organized crime, and money laundering prosecutors. They will be focusing it on those who are the networks and individuals who are giving and aiding Hezbollah and pursuing prosecutions in the appropriate cases. Their starting point is existing investigation, including cases stemming from the operation shut down by the Obama administration, Project Cassandra, which was that law enforcement initiative, which got very far into targeting Hezbollah's main players in their trafficking and related illegal criminal operations. This mostly occurs in South America, all the way to Mexico. It involves border security issues, of course, was involving the Iranian nuclear deal. And, Dad, we just learned today, our chief counsel joining us from Washington, D.C., that the DOJ, one of the divisions, has already granted expedited review of our FOIA request on this Project Cassandra matter. So they're taking it very seriously to go after Hezbollah.
Now, this is a big development, and it's a positive development on two fronts. As you mentioned, number one, it revives an existing operation that was in place for over 8 years. That operation would have resulted, hopefully, in prosecutions against Hezbollah agents that were basically financing their terrorist operations through money laundering, through narco trafficking. So that's number one. So that's important. Number two, and equally important here, is the fact that the Department of Justice, I'm holding the letter in my hand right now, has expedited review of our requests regarding Project Cassandra and to investigate and prosecute Hezbollah. So they're now formally going to start responding to our requests. So what's happened here collectively, and I think this is really important for our audience to be aware of, and it's, again, the American people, those listening to this broadcast on radio, TV, whatever social media platforms you may be getting us on, your voice made a big difference, and now we're getting response. So we've also gone directly to the Department of Justice on this. So we've got multiple tracks here. You've got DOJ investigating. We're going to find out why the investigation was stopped. What was the overriding factor? We suspect that it was the Iran investigation. I'm in the studio here with Than, and Than, I guess that's what we're hearing here from Capitol Hill, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to make two points, Jay. First of all, we sent this out to seven agency components of the federal government. We expect to hear back from all of them.
Yep.
But the point about this expedited review is the fact that we believe the Drug Enforcement Agency itself was upset that these prosecutions were halted by the previous administration. And the fact that we have now been granted expedited review, Jay, I think it underscores that. They think they had a lot there. The previous administration shut it down. It's completely the proper choice to start it back up.
Yeah, and Jordan, I think the other thing that's very significant here, and I think it really is significant, is the fact that you've got this happening in tandem. We got DOJ opening the investigation, our FOIA requests into these, as Stan just said, multiple agencies. So I think this bode well for the this is a big deal. Hezbollah's funding was the estimates are that they were netting $1 billion a year, which is about what they spend on their army. So that was very, very significant as to what I think we saw here.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to kind of go through the review of what has happened. If people it was during the holidays, right in between Christmas and New Year's, and when we were focusing in on this issue. And so I know that people may have been able to catch some of the shows, not all of the shows. So what happened was on December 22nd, 2017, so the end of last year, after a Politico piece that ran earlier in the month, exposing the Obama administration's willful derailing of Project Cassandra and failure to prosecute Hezbollah drug trafficking amidst the talks for the Iran deal, Attorney General Jeff Sessions ordered a review of all relevant prior DEA investigations, including Project Cassandra. Now today,
and this is something we were pushing too at the same time.
Now today, so not long after, this is all happening within a month, or less than a month actually, 3 weeks, Attorney General Sessions has formed that narco-terrorism task force to prosecute anyone supporting Hezbollah. Their starting point is basically by renewing the efforts of Project Cassandra. We have a phone call about this. Robert in Maryland on line one. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Jordan. Hi, Jay. And hi, Logan. I wanted to ask all of you, now that Project Cassandra has been officially reopened by the Department of Justice, do the DOJ, the FBI, and other federal law enforcement agencies have to start from scratch, essentially, in order to be able to rebuild a case against Hezbollah, which is a known terrorist organization sponsored by Iran and also listed as a federal terrorist organization, by the United States government? In other words, are they going to have to comb through wiretaps that they had previously had, paperwork in terms of maybe offshore bank accounts that they were using, or Swiss bank accounts, or other governments, foreign governments that were involved in this narco trafficking?
Well, look, an investigation like this, which is broad in scope, includes financial transactions, because a lot of this allegations involve money laundering that Hezbollah and Hezbollah affiliates, and there's banks that are controlled by Hezbollah in Lebanon. I mean, that's just fact.
Yep.
That those institutions were being utilized to launder money. That meant that they could then clean the money, so to speak, as they call it, and get it out to the various terrorist organizations. So you've got cyber issues, you've got banking and financial crime issues, and you're going to have, I think it's also clear in a situation like this, they're going to look at who else, what other government or non-governmental actors were involved in this. So all of that becomes relative and relevant, and all of that is now part of what looks like Jeff Sessions put together is a pretty significant team to deal with this.
Yes, I mean, this is an organization, remember, which working with these drug cartels is able to provide chemical weapons to the Assad regime. I mean, this goes far beyond just dollars and cents, and even the drugs which are hurting our country, heroin and cocaine. To give you an example, Hezbollah actually has an office. Remember, active office, the business affairs component, BAC, and Hezbollah, working with drug cartels in Colombia, Brazil, and Mexico. They establish, quote, business relationships with cartels to launder the money specifically. They're the experts in laundering the cash. They take the money from European couriers, launder it to Lebanon, where they, as our dad said, they are in control of a lot of the banking and financial institutions, and then they pay it out to South American and Mexican cartels. They then finance their group's military activities in places like Syria and Lebanon. They also work with Al-Qaeda to move drugs and weapons into the region and launder money. So they're also in part of the drug trafficking side, not just the money laundering side.
Right.
There's just some specifics. In 2014, Hezbollah was working with a Sao Paulo-based prison gang and exported chemical weapons to, the Syrian regime. They were able to put those together by working with a criminal gang in Brazil. In Mexico, Hezbollah's activities go way beyond money laundering and drug running. There was the individual Jamal Youssef arrested in New York, found with a large cache of assault rifles, hand grenades, explosives, and anti-tank munitions that were smuggled to Mexico and then into the U.S. from Iraq by Hezbollah. So they were going to be targeting Americans with those weapons here in the United States. That was thwarted. We also had an individual who was arrested in 2011 in Washington, D.C., a Hezbollah operative, an Iranian operative, to kill the Saudi ambassador to the U.S. That cost 90,000 tons of cocaine and $250 million in laundered cash to try and pull off. So that's the kind of money, resources, drugs that we're talking about to try and pull off operations. That's what the DOJ is targeting now.
Well, that's right. So it's a comprehensive review and a comprehensive investigation that's going forward. So, again, this is because of people speaking out, the Department of Justice taking the direct action on this. And I think that, look, at the end of the day, this becomes critical to our national security and to stability in the region, where Hezbollah has basically been given a free pass. Remember who funds Hezbollah. Hezbollah is funded by Iran. It's their proxy. So all of this fits in to this kind of comprehensive overview. Logan, what kind of questions or comments are we getting on Facebook? And we'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110 as well.
A lot of people just thanking Jeff Sessions, a lot of comments like that coming in. And one person asked, Steve asked, how long will this take? What is this process like?
Well, these are multi-year, Dad. Years. I mean, this is years-long investigations. You don't go after these complicated networks with three people.
Now, they were already doing it for 8 years.
Yeah.
It was 8 years of already going into it. But, yes, these are multi-year, multilateral, multi-pronged investigation. You're not talking months here. You're talking years. But there could be interim actions taken. They may find something where they could indict sooner rather than another thing. But they're going to try to build the entire case.
Let me say this.
It should be a big sign of victory for the American people that the Justice Department is taking action here, and we're going to find out what the Obama administration was actually thinking when they closed it down, which I could tell you what that answer is pretty much already, which was they didn't want anything to interfere with the Iran deal, but we're going to find that out for sure.
Derek Maltz, who's the former head of the DEA Special Ops, he said before Congress just yesterday that we had Hezbollah ready to be crushed. That's not an opportunity that comes around often. So what we see now is the Attorney General attempting to do what may be very difficult, but is going forward with it by creating this task force to once again get another bite at that apple to crush Hezbollah, which would help all people around the world. We'll be back. Take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110 here on Jay Sekulow Live. Support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice at ACLJ.org. Remember, we're directly involved with this. We filed the final day of the year these FOIA requests, which are now getting expedited.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. A big announcement by the Department of Justice this morning. The Attorney General Jeff Sessions has announced the creation of a new DOJ task force. It'll be led by an Assistant Attorney General John Cronin of the DOJ's Criminal Division. This task force, I love this name because I think it ties in together both the terror aspects of this organization and their criminal activity. And those are sometimes different things. We consider, you know, terrorism different than crime. Sometimes that past administration, the Obama administration, wanted to conflate the two and make terrorist acts like criminal activity. We don't. So what this, the name is very important here. Hezbollah Financing and Narco-Terrorism Team. Because what it's about is the financing and narco-terrorism side of and so the again, the drug side and financing side of a terrorist organization. And you go about that different ways when you're looking at the money laundering, when you're looking at the drug trafficking, when you're looking at the border issues that are involved here. And it's the starting point, which, Dad, to me is the most key for all the work that we've talked about those last 2 weeks, for the FOIAs we filed and now got an expedited review on today, same day this comes out by the DOJ. We get the announcement from DOJ. We get the letter from DOJ saying your FOIA will be granted expedited review on what happened with the shutdown of Project Cassandra. They say in the press release, we're not reading into this at all, it says in the press release from the Department of Justice that the task force, I'm quoting it directly, will begin by assessing the evidence in existing investigations, including cases stemming from Project Cassandra, a law enforcement initiative that targeted Hezbollah's drug trafficking and related operations. That was later shut down.
Yeah, so what that means is the cases that were in progress are going to be reopened if there's not an impediment to that. Cases that were being investigated, there will be continued to be investigations. So you may end up with a situation where a case was far enough along that there may be a situation where an indictment could come down sooner rather than later on a particular phase of this. But as you said, and it's really important to understand this, this is a broad-based investigation, which means it's going to take time for this to be put together. But as the fact that they're utilizing existing tools at their disposal and existing investigation and evidence that they've already obtained, that bodes well for aggressive action. Now, I will also say this. As you said, it comes on the very same day that we got a response to our FOIA request. This tells me that the Department of Justice is taking this very seriously, and this is a very positive development. The Hezbollah is a proxy of Iran. Never forget that. We've been talking a lot about Iran on the broadcast the last 2 weeks, but Hezbollah is Iran's proxy, and we may find that some of that money laundering came out of, guess where? Iran. Right. None of that would surprise us right now. In fact, there was just a trial in New York on money laundering issues involving people that were trying to get around the Iran sanctions, individuals from Turkey and Iran. So, again, this becomes, I think, significant into the overall development that we now have in fighting terrorism, specifically as it relates to this Hezbollah organization, which is the largest. And, again, no question that Iran is the Hezbollah is the proxy of Iran.
Yeah, and they're a proxy of Iran in Syria. They are the proxy of Iran in Lebanon. So they surround Israel to an extent. Yeah. They've even partnered with Hamas on some of these activities as well, including the condemnation of the recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. They pose a direct threat. One of their first actions was an attack on a U.S. Marine barracks in Lebanon, killing over 200 U.S. Marines, including civilian Americans as part of that team. That was one of their first major actions as a terror group. They are the Army of God. That is what Hezbollah, you hear Allah in the name, translates to. And they have become a serious force to be reckoned with in the Middle East, specifically in Lebanon, Syria, and Israel's northern border.
And again, Iran's proxy. Logan, let's go ahead and take another phone call. We are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110.
Yep, Dennis is calling online too. You're on the air, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis.
Hello, gentlemen. Hi. My question is this. They are reviewing all the Cassandra files. If they find that at that time there was probable cause to make indictments and they were short-stopped by whoever, is that justification for going after them for obstruction of justice or similar charges for the interference?
No, because the executive under Article 2 of the Constitution has the authority to shut down an investigation. And if they shut it down, and they shut it down because, that it, in this particular case, what we think then is they shut it down because of this idea of it would interfere with the foreign policy initiatives of getting this legacy move for President Obama, which would have been which is the Iran nuclear deal. That's not the basis for an obstruction of justice charge.
It's a policy choice. It's a terrible policy choice.
Yeah,
it's a
bad
policy
choice.
And this attorney general can correct it, so they can either reinitiate prosecutions, or if there were immunities granted, they can start new ones. And they can't expand it beyond Hezbollah. That's just the starting point. One thing I wanted to mention, Jay, and this is why our FOIAs were so critical on this, because this granting of expedited review, I'm going to read to you from this letter. The decision to grant that review, Jay, on an expedited basis, it confirms that we have shown, and I quote, that the subject matter of your request is a matter of widespread and exceptional media interest in which there exist, get this, possible questions about the government's integrity which affect public confidence. So you may not be able to go after the previous administration for obstruction of justice, but you can restart that prosecution. And, Jay, the Drug Enforcement Agency agrees with us that the public confidence has been impacted by this.
Well, look, I think the reality is this is what we've got. And I think that our success here in getting this reopened, I think, you know, our FOIAs may have played a role in that, but certainly talking about it played a role in it. But the Department of Justice did the right thing. I don't want to claim credit for something that the Department of Justice has done. The Department of Justice opened it up. What we're going to do in tandem is find out what was it that led to this being closed. Because I think the American people have a right to know that. I'm not saying that it's illegal that it was closed or that it was a violation of any rules or regulations, but we need to know. We have the right to know that in our government.
All right, folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. There's also news. We'll get into some of this in the second half of the broadcast as well. I'm going to be talking about this on One America News later today. A lot of talk about the DACA extension, deferred action for childhood arrivals. How would that work out if it was extended legislatively? Would it be in part come with border security measures as kind of part one and two, and then part three and four would look at then the both the chain migration issue and changing that policy, as well as the visa lottery program, which has become what we believe dangerous to the United States of America. So kind of this two-part plan. The president had a lot of congressional leaders there. They came out pretty supportive that they would come together with a solution on DACA. There's a lot of bipartisan support for that. But for many conservatives, they want to see a border security component as any kind of agreement to actually make DACA part of the law instead of people trying to rely on executive actions and court orders. And they keep coming back and forth. It expires in March, but they want to get it done sooner than that because there is a government shutdown deadline looming, Than, in January. Let's just real quickly, that just to lead to that's coming as well.
Yeah, January 19th. That's sort of the flashpoint in all this, Jordan. And I think the expectation is that you would have to reach the parameters of an immigration deal by then. I don't think it would actually pass. I think you would see a short-term extension of government funding. The idea is to get a deal by January 19th so you can extend government funding and then pass the specifics after that.
All right, folks, we got a second half hour coming up on Jay Sekulow Live, taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice at aclj.org. And Logan, tell people, if they do lose this after this first half hour, how to stay involved in the show today.
That's right. What you can do is find us online, aclj.org, or Facebook or Periscope. That's at facebook.com/jsekulow and Periscope. Jay Sekulow, Jordan Sekulow on Twitter. You can find us there. But again, aclj.org. But phone lines are open for the next half hour. Jay Sekulow Live, 1-800-684-3110. Download the ACLJ app and subscribe to the podcast.
This is a critical time for our nation and
right,
the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
So, folks, we're at this situation right now, and if you're just joining us for our second half hour, let me just reset this for you so that you understand what's happened and why we are calling this breaking news, because the Department of Justice announced this morning that Attorney General Jeff Sessions has created the Hezbollah Financing and Narco-Terrorism Team, a group of experienced international narcotics, trafficking, terrorism, organized crime, and money laundering prosecutors. They are tasked with investigating the individuals and networks providing support to the terrorist organization Hezbollah and pursuing prosecutions in any appropriate cases. They are going to begin by assessing the evidence in existing investigations. That includes the cases stemming from Project Cassandra. We talked about that extensively on the broadcast, an investigation over 8 years that was shut down ultimately by the Obama administration. Likely, we believe, because of the Iranian nuclear deal. Yep. We say likely, Dad, because we filed FOIAs on this issue about why the Obama administration shut down this operation. And now, just today, the same day this is announced, we've got news from DOJ that they've granted expedited review on our Freedom of Information Act request.
Well, I'm actually holding, I'm in our office in Washington, and I'm actually holding in my hand the letter that was sent by the Department of Justice to us, saying that expedited review has been granted on the Project Cassandra. I'll read you actually the subject. It said, records of and concerning Obama administration's decision to thwart Project Cassandra and not to investigate or prosecute Hezbollah January 20 of 2009 to present. So there you have it. This was, like you said, an eight-year, almost nine-year investigation. We're going to get the information on why they stopped it. Now we have simultaneously the Department of Justice saying we are going to find out and reinstitute litigation, if we can, criminal prosecutions, and certainly reinvigorate the investigations, reopen up those investigations, continue on those that cases that were in the pipeline that were stopped. So this is a huge and significant development on this, and I'm glad that our team, and by the way, your support of the ACLJ lets us engage on this on so many issues and on so many fronts. I mean, here it is in the news that the Department of Justice has done this by opening up this, which is what we asked for, so that's good. But number two, that we got a response to our FOIA request demanding documents, that's also good. So why don't we go ahead, and Logan, and take one call here before the break.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to David on line one in Indiana. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, David. Yep.
My question is, will this be a new, clean investigation, or will former Obama administration people be involved and taint it?
Well, first of all, it's a new investigation in the sense that the other investigation was closed down. But it's also a continuing investigation. In other words, where they have information and investigation that was moving forward, they'll be able to utilize that and bring those current. But in essence, this is a brand new task force. So whether there are people that were there with the Obama administration or not, I don't know who's going to be on the task force per se. We may never know the details. We know the people that are, I guess, heading it up. But the fact of the matter is that this is, it's a continuation of an investigation that was closed down. As a former government lawyer, I will tell you what that means. You've got to restart a lot of this. I mean, some of it will continue, yeah, but there's also going to be a new analysis of the assets that are available on the information that's obtained and what we have. And we don't yet know, Than, do we, of any, we don't know the particular, and we may never know who the
We don't, but we did get testimony yesterday, Jay, from Derek Malls, who is the former head of DEA Special Ops. Yep. And I will tell you, they were upset that this was shut down. So yep, it's appropriate to make sure that there are new people overseeing it, but I think yep, this decision was made from the White House, and the people that actually running these investigations right themselves were very upset that it happened.
Right.
All right, let's,
all right, Jordan.
I think, again, let's play that, because we actually have the sound. This is Derek Malls, the former head of DEA Special Ops, with this testimony, just so everybody can hear it as we go into this next break. Take a listen.
There is an old saying, opportunities come and go. Well, in my personal opinion, having been the guy in charge of the special operations for 10 years, we lost a golden opportunity to crush Hezbollah.
I mean, so there it is, folks. As we come yeah back from the break, we had that golden opportunity. And as we said, it can be difficult to reopen these investigations, but when you put the full force of the Department of Justice and these other agencies behind it, it is not impossible. It could be years long, but there might be people ready to be prosecuted right now. Some of that evidence may still be good. That's what they're reviewing. And obviously, Dad, they reviewed it enough to where they believed, and initially, yep, that they could reopen this and be successful.
Correct.
To some extent. That is important. We will discuss more of that. We come back on Jay Sekulow Live. Support us at ACLJ.org.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Jay Sekulow Live, this is Jordan Sekulow. Let me remind you to support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. As I'm holding in my hand these FOIA requests we filed on December 29th, which was the final working day of 2017, to these various agencies and departments within those agencies, the Department of Justice, I believe also at, you've got the State Department in here, and again, National Security Divisions within those. So this is a lot of information. We filed all of this the final working day of the year, and it involved that Project Cassandra and the ending of that investigation into Hezbollah's drug trafficking operations for cartels so that they could fund their terrorist activity. Remember, Hezbollah is a front for Iran and is also on the U.S. state sponsor, U.S. terrorist organization list. So you put this all together, and they have become a state actor in a sense in Lebanon, where they control much of the government there and services there. And we encourage the Department of Justice, and Attorney General Sessions announced that they would review reopening this investigation. And now this morning, the same day that the ACLJ from that FOIA request received from the Department of Justice an expedited review grant on our Freedom of Information Act request, the Department of Justice is announcing through Attorney General Sessions the creation of a new task force, the Hezbollah Financing and Narco-Terrorism Task Force team, which will first job will be looking at the previous investigations, including cases and potential cases stemming from Project Cassandra. I want to go right to Harry Hutchinson on this because, Harry, we talked about this extensively on the show. First, the Attorney General said after that article came out that the Obama administration ended this, and we had testimony from DEA. That was clear. It was a program that was right on the cusp of bringing major prosecutions. Even some have described it as the potential to crush Hezbollah. That's what the DEA former special ops head said. But it was ended during the Iranian nuclear deal negotiations by the Obama administration. We said the first step was to look at whether or not it could be reopened. General Sessions said he would do that. Then we now have the announcement today that he believes it should be reopened with a new task force.
Absolutely. So, Jordan, it's important to note that we have received very encouraging news today on two fronts related to narco-terrorism activities in the United States. First, Attorney General Sessions has announced the creation of a narco-terrorism task force designed to crush Hezbollah after the Obama administration willfully missed an opportunity to crush Hezbollah previously. As you well know, Hezbollah has engaged in money laundering, drug flows, weapons flows, and it has created or at least contributed to the opioid crisis in America.
So, I mean, this again, I mean, when you look at all this information, let me go to Than Bennett. Than, in Washington, D.C., I mean, we all have to just remind our listeners, and we'll get to the phone calls, and I want to play that some extended sound from, and this is all happening in the last 24 hours. We get the granite, we get our expedited review on our FOIA, which we filed the final working day of the year. The DEA special ops former head was testifying before Congress yesterday, and we get the announcement from the DOJ today. When you create a task force like this, you're taking on a serious task. You're not saying, hey, we're going to get this done in a day or a week or a month or a year. This is the government doubling down on an attempt yet again to crush Hezbollah.
Yeah, you're dedicating significant resources to the Department of Justice, and you're absolutely correct, Jordan, that the timing is absolutely no accident. Look, the Drug Enforcement Agency, from everything that we can see, from the granting of our request to the testimony that we heard in Congress yesterday, they were very upset when this got set down, and they actually want to pursue this. But how many times have we said this, Jordan? Elections have consequences, and two of those consequences are that the person who's elected gets to set policy and also set prosecutorial decisions. So within the previous president's power to do this, completely within the new president and the new attorney general's power to re-engage it, it's a shift in priority, a shift in policy, and a shift in prosecutorial discretion. Jordan, I actually think it has nearly unanimous bipartisan support on Capitol Hill. But honestly, either way, it doesn't matter that much. This is in the purview of President Trump and the Attorney General, and they're going after Hezbollah again.
Let's go right to the phones, Logan.
Yep, let's go to Chris in Nevada. Thanks for holding. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Chris.
Hi. I appreciate what the Attorney General's doing, but aren't we, and assuming Project Cassandra was done in secret, aren't we telegraphing to Hezbollah what we're doing?
At this point, because of how public it became, the shutdown of Project Cassandra, I don't think by creating a task force, and there are rules about this too, when the government task force is created because of the resources they need. I think that, again, in some sense, it may actually be putting pressure on Hezbollah. Sometimes with these organizations, it's not bad to remind them that we haven't forgotten you. And by the way, we're not like that previous administration that's going to turn a blind eye. We're coming for you. We're going after you, which may in itself, I'll go to Harry and Than, just that threat from the U.S. government of this task force being created and starting may slow down Hezbollah's activities because they have to be that much more careful. They have to be that much more concerned that at any moment, if the right people get caught up by this task force, they could be literally crushed, because without money, there is no Hezbollah.
Jordan, I think you're absolutely right. We have announced today, essentially, that we will no longer capitulate right to Iranian interest. By shutting down Project Cassandra, the Obama administration effectively assisted Iran, assisted terrorist activities in the Middle East and around the world, and also weakened Israel. The Trump administration has reversed that policy.
If you want to talk to us on the air, the number you call is 1-800-684-3110. We do have some lines open. I'd love to get your thoughts on this and DACA. I want to get to that in just a minute and in the final segment of the broadcast as well, because that is getting a lot of attention right now for good reason. The deferred action for childhood arrivals, the extension of that, will that actually become law and not just an executive action? How that will affect the reauthorization of government funding, so we don't have a government shutdown later on next week. So it's really coming to a head there. But let's first listen to the former head of DEA Special Ops. This is because I think it's so interesting. This is all happening in the last 24 hours. It's all kind of working in coordination. Derek Maltz, he is the former head of the Drug Enforcement Agency's Special Operations Division, testifying before Congress yesterday. Let's play it.
Terrorists are going to continue to tap in to the unbelievable funding streams of criminal activities. This one case after another, we see this, but we still have our terror investigators and our crime investigations going down two separate paths. We need to break down the walls. Who's going to do it? Who's going to step up and do it? We need AG, the DHS secretary, the DOD leaders, the intelligence community, committees like this to step up and tell people what they're going to do and what they're expected to do for the public.
So again, that is from the DEA. Logan, let's get to the phones.
All right, let's go to John in New York on line three. John, welcome to the show. And again, 1-800-684-3110 to call in. John, go ahead.
Yes. My question is that am I overreaching my conclusion that the previous government's shutdown of Cassandra has created collateral damage to the U.S. public, such as further drug addiction, broken families, health issues, and so on and so on?
You're not overreaching at all, John. You may very well be underreaching the consequences of this, because it obviously allowed the flow of drugs to continue into the United States. It also allowed the flow of money, Harry, to continue to a terrorist organization that considers the U.S. an enemy. It has attempted twice to carry out activities in the United States, 2009 and 2011. They were thwarted, but they were able to do it because of that drug money. And, of course, the whole reason Hezbollah is able to fight alongside the Assad regime in Syria today and provide them, even through this drug trafficking network, with the chemical weapons, is because this operation, which could have crushed Hezbollah, did not. At the same time, when the nuclear deal with Iran went through, they get an influx of new cash. Some of that was even tied to why people are protesting in Iran. So I don't think Ed is overreaching there. I think it's probably underreaching, honestly, when you look at all of the different aspects that this touched on.
Absolutely. So first, let me state affirmatively that ending Project Cassandra did not necessarily lead to an exponential increase in drug activity in the United States. But what was truly outrageous about the Obama administration's decision was that they knowingly and willfully allowed drugs in this country when they had the opportunity to stop those drugs and to derail Hezbollah. So, yes, the Obama administration did affirmatively contribute to the opioid and drug crisis in the United States.
All right, folks, this is an interesting point, too. And I think this kind of, we're going to the next break. We take all the phone calls we have in the next segment of the broadcast. We got some lines open, so call right now, 1-800-684-3110. But we talk about how when you're fighting terror, the culture of Washington must change. The DEA, former head of special ops, agrees with us. Take a listen in his testimony yesterday, Byte 23.
As soon as you raise the name Hezbollah, it's a terrorist group. Well, no, they're international criminals. They're transnational criminals that are trying to destroy our country.
That's right.
So you must pull together your experts in every area. It's not one thing. And that's where we have to really change our culture and thought process.
It can't just be a terror division and then separately the criminal division. You've got to put all the resources together to understand that these groups are multifaceted. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
We have talked extensively on the show today about Attorney General Jeff Sessions announcing the creation of a new task force, which we have been encouraging the Department of Justice to do, the Hezbollah Financing and Narco-Terrorism Team, to first look at what they can use from the Operation Cassandra, which was shut down by the Obama administration. We filed FOIAs to find out exactly why. We tend to believe that it is just based off the evidence surrounding it. It was because the Obama administration wanted that Iranian nuclear deal so bad, they're willing to shut down potentially crushing investigations into Hezbollah to get the nuclear deal, which we believe is such a bad deal. We also received today expedited review granted in our Freedom Information Act request to the DOJ about Project Cassandra being shut down. So we've got the DOJ announcing a new task force to go after Hezbollah's drug trafficking and money laundering, and we've got expedited review granted in our FOIA request on the matter into why the Obama administration shut it down. But there's news about DACA as well, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and the executive actions that were surrounding that, potential legislative fixes to that. Let's go right to the phones and take Ed's call.
Ed's calling on line one. Ed, you're on the air.
Hey, hey, good to talk to you.
Hey.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep, you're on the air.
Go ahead.
Okay, my big question is, how can a federal judge override a presidential executive order that is trying to undo something that is unconstitutional in the first place?
So what was interesting in this judge's order, and you're talking about it, on January 9th of this year, so just a few days ago, a judge of the U.S. State District Court of the Northern District of California blocked the Trump administration's decision to phase out DACA on a nationwide basis, which, by the way, does not expire until March. The rescission was announced in September, but it allowed to go forward. It allowed people time to renew themselves, that would actually give people another 2 years if they renewed. So, again, this decision goes to, Harry, the Administrative Procedure Act, which actually goes back to President Obama setting a bad precedent by doing this through executive action, which we said when presidents do things by executive action, you can't rely on them. They can be changed on a whim. You have to rely on the courts can get involved. And so when President Trump did what we thought he could do constitutionally, rescinded it, all the judge said here is that it should have gone through the normal, that rescission, because it had become part of the operating governing policy for so long from the Obama to Trump administration, should have gone through the Administrative Procedures Act, which is like a 60 to 90 day review period when you change a policy.
Absolutely. So I think the
not a huge loss for the Trump administration.
Correct. So the bottom line is that the president's decision is lawful. That is President Trump's decision. This judge essentially concedes that. On the other hand, in terms of reversing President Obama's unlawful decision to create DACA in the first place, President Obama created what might be called a reliance interest. In other words, the recipients of DACA now claim that they are losing something without notice. And so President Trump may have to comply with the APA, but his decision to reverse DACA is nonetheless legal and ultimately, I think, will be vindicated.
All right, folks, we continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. This issue involving DACA, Than, is not really so much based off this court decision either. It's based off the government funding deadline, which is on January 18th, correct? And that could come into play. This issue could come into play on whether or not Democrats support a short-term funding bill.
Well, first of all, Jordan, I find it so ironic that the court is ruling against a president who is actually working overtime to try to get Congress to legislate on an issue. I mean, he's trying to restrain his hand here, and yet the court's intervening. I wish we saw that the last 8 years. But setting that aside for just a moment, you're right. The January 19th, actually, deadline for government funding is sort of where the leverage point is for Democrats and the president and Republicans on this. The president outlined the four issues that he wants to see Congress come to an agreement on: DACA, the border security, which includes includes the wall, the diversity visa program, and then also the chain migration. Jordan, there probably would not be time to draft an actual legislative measure and get it enacted by then, but what he is asking is that they come to the terms of a deal and then probably pass a short-term government funding extension and then agree to pass that afterwards. Just one final note on that. I think you mentioned it earlier, but the DACA deadline that the president set actually doesn't come about until March,
right.
But this is the leverage point that Democrats and others have used, the January 19th funding deadline. That's why there's so much urgency, at least on the Hill, as it comes to that.
All right, let's go back to the phone. Let's go to Lisa in Modesto, California. You're on the air.
Hi, gentlemen. My question about DACA, obviously something's going to happen with it, you know, whether people want it or not. But, and I realize that we're talking about a large number of people. Is there going to be any vetting of these people? Are they going to look at them? Is it going to be a blanket? Everybody becomes a citizen? Or are they going to look at them on an individual basis and say, yes, this person has been, they're going to school, they've got a job, they're a protected member of society, as opposed to, oh, this person has been arrested 6 or 7 times, or that person's been on welfare right. for 10 years. You know, is there going to be any kind of looking at that?
Well, here's the thing. It's interesting. Lisa, what we're dealing with now with DACA is just deferred action for childhood arrivals. What does that mean? Deferred action is a legal term, which means we're deferring action on your removal. You're here illegally, but we're going to exercise our discretion, prosecutorial discretion. And this is what the Obama administration put forward and said why they had the grounds to be able to do this and decide that we are not going to remove you right now because you were brought into the country as a minor. So there are grounds already that were established by this deferred action, which granted no permanency at all by saying, you know, you had to be a minor brought here by your parents. You had to be here for a certain amount of years. Then legislatively, it's not going to be about deferred action anymore. It really wouldn't be DACA anymore. It would be about what happens to the people here in this country, whether or not they are minors now or not, but who were brought here and basically raised as Americans through no fault of their own, through illegal actions of their parents, what happens to them? And I do believe there will be probably extreme vetting as part of that program that passes if it does go through legislatively.
Yeah, that's correct, Jordan. I don't think the president would accept anything less than that. But look, he was posed this question, and what he said, and I think rightfully so, is, you know, a lot of those questions have to be asked and answered. They're right. appropriately answered by the Congress because they set the law. So right. you guys are going to have to figure those details out and send them to me. But, Jordan, I think the one component of this is I don't think he'll accept anything on it unless he's convinced that it won't be a magnet for more illegal immigration. What does that mean? Yep. It means border security with a wall component. That's what he's insisting on.
Yeah, no connection between DACA. Chain migration, all these kind of things. I just to kind of sum this up for everybody as we finish out the show today, I think that the issue on DACA is that if it becomes legislation, it's not about deferred action anymore. It's about actually handling the situation that this limited group, actually, it's not a huge, a limited group of people here in the country who were brought here as children. I think that there's a lot of bipartisan support for this. I know some people disagree with it completely. I respect that. But I think it's one of the issues we can come together on if we also get tougher border security and the individuals, whether or not they get permanent status here or even a path to citizenship, have to go through a vetting process. But this is the only country they've known. It makes sense to do and to actually make it, codify it into part of our law, not deferred actions and executive actions and orders, but so that people can move on to the bigger immigration debate. Because or else we're going to be stuck on this one and it's not worth being stuck on. We can move forward past DACA. We should do that. We'll be talking to you tomorrow on Jay Sekulow Live. Thanks for being with us. Go to ACLJ.org. A lot of great pieces up there we didn't even discuss today on ACLJ.org. We will talk to you tomorrow.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, ACLJ.org.